Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, The Bird Show.
If you think back, like, what was the biggest stress you had, like, in high school?
Uniforms.
Uniforms, really? For you, yeah?
Well, yeah, that was, like, early, like, more like middle school and early high school. I went to private school, and we had to wear uniforms, and it was, like, so oppressive. We could not express ourselves.
All you want to do is be an individual.
Right. And express ourselves creatively through our clothes. And we couldn't. That was a big stress.
I had two. Mine was like the bell between class to class, because it was never long enough to go to your locker, talk with your friends, and then get back to class.
Right.
So there's never a long bell. And then I had one teacher who always would do pop tests, like pop quizzes in the morning.
Yeah.
It would be random. And that was one of the biggest stress, because you never know when it was going to happen.
Sure.
And she did it because she didn't like you.
Right.
You specifically.
Yeah.
Right. I think adults, just in general, because whether it's your parents, teachers, whoever it is in your life that were adults, didn't understand your plight. So I think that the emotions are so raw in high school that, you know, everything is very dramatized. And if any adult tried to calm you down or tell you it wasn't a big deal, then they didn't understand, and they don't know what they're talking about. So
you were pinging in crisis mode all the time.
Yes.
Like when you're in high school, right?
Yes.
Paula Studi, she still stresses me out. She was she was a high school cheerleader, and it was the classic, like, I just want to be friends story for 4 years.
Aww.
Oh my God, and did I love her.
Oh.
Everything she said was like sweet honey. It was music to my ears, and she would have nothing of it. I tried everything. Even back at my reunion, when I was already married, I still tried to elbow up to her, and she was still the same way. Had nothing to do with it.
Just friends.
So this is our student vent line here, and if you've got a stress and you don't have anybody to talk to about it, let us play psychologist for you, and you can just leave a message here, 404-255-3535. And we're pretty behind on these because so many of you guys call, but here's the first batch. What's stressing you guys out?
I just know that my vent is, I'm getting everybody coming to my face talking about I got a pimple. Duh.
Oh.
I wake up every morning, I look at my face, I know I got acne. Get out my face and stop talking about it. I'm dealing with it. Leave me alone.
End of message.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm in ninth grade now, and I go to a private school, and I had a teacher last year, and because we failed his test, he condemned us to hell. And he actually, like, literally said, y'all are going to hell and y'all should belong in public school. So, yeah, it was pretty interesting. I'm just glad I don't have him this year. So, yeah.
That's funny.
End of message.
It's kind of hard to get really upset with a teacher when you don't have one. This is like the third week of school. And every day we go there, we still don't have a teacher.
What? Huh?
End of message.
Wow. Weird.
Okay. Today's the PSAT and I have to take it.
Mm.
I don't want to take the PSAT.
Remember that.
Love, anonymous.
End of message.
He's about to snap.
My stepdad is, like, so hard on me because I graduated a couple of years ago, but I failed my senior year. I still went to summer school or whatever, and I got my diploma or whatever, but it's been 2 years since I graduated, and he's still on me about not going to college. I'm an orthodontic assistant right now. But he's so hard on me that he threatens to throw the computer out because I'm on it after midnight. Oh, I have to go. I can't take showers after 8 o'clock.
What?
So it's a little ridiculous. I mean, I'm 19 years old, and, you know, I can't get treated like I'm 12. Thanks.
Well, end of messages.
Okay. Graduate.
Living at home.
Let's chew on this one. Let's chew on a couple of these here.
Okay.
All right. First, you got poor acne kid. And
oh,
all of
that. So sad.
Randy Selesky was our acne kid. Poor dude. I mean, it was all over and there was nothing he could do. I remember him coming into school with, like, the creams in between all the acne, trying everything he could.
Yeah, there were two kinds of acne. The one, like you were saying, that was just, I
everywhere.
Everywhere, where that was just a huge medical condition. And then there was the two or three that would crop up that are the OxiClean or the, I'm trying to think of the other creams you could put on top like of it.
The one massive mountain in the middle of your forehead.
And it always had to be visible right where, you know, it was like your third eye.
And
you
it was
know,
always right,
there.
Before a party or a big picture or something
picture
like
day.
That.
Of course.
It's always
picture
on picture day.
Yes.
Always. Poor guy.
Do they still pass out those little black combs on picture day? I mean, even in high school, and I thought, are you serious?
I got this in fifth
grade. I mean, no, we never used it. I don't know why they gave it to us, but
the
anyway.
Photography companies always came with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then here you go, and I'm like, you really think that's what I use to, you know, fix my hair?
That is
so.
Like the Starship Enterprise for lice, that thing.
Oh, my God, yes. Well, I'm just so turned on that you brought up Starship Enterprise.
I didn't quite get the one that hasn't had a teacher for 3 weeks.
That's
they show
weird.
Up every
That's
day.
That's bizarre. That Maybe is it's weird. A substitute?
Really weird. I don't know.
The PSAT?
Oh, that sucks.
That's the pre-SAT.
Okay.
So you have to take that as what, a sophomore?
As a sophomore.
Or a freshman.
As a sophomore, and it's during school hours, so you have to go to school and take a test all day while everybody else has a normal schedule.
You got to have the number two pencils mm-hmm. and fill in the bubbles.
And a late lunch. Ugh. And you were ready Still to eat at your same time.
Isn't it funny that it doesn't matter how old you get, that you can bring yourself back to that time and still get stressed out about it? Like talking about the SATs right now has me all like tensed out.
I was thinking about the square pizza. When you said late lunch, the first lunch that came to mind was the square pizza we had.
And I'm not
corn.
Even, I'm not even sure it was pizza.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It was like very rubbery, but somehow my school system decided that corn was a great side item for pizza. And so, yeah.
And how about the one whose teacher told him they were going to hell?
Oh, yeah, the private school.
You
private
should all
school.
Be condemned to public school?
Well, that's,
You're going
that,
to hell?
That's
I was like, what?
That's obviously a Christian private school,
obviously.
You know?
The Burt Show.